Hi, I'm Brandon. I love Lifetime movies.
I'm Patrick Serrano, and I am a Lifetime movie expert.
I'm Dan, and I despise Lifetime movies, and this is the
Deck the Lifetime Record Podcast. Go, go. Happy Valentine. Happy Valentine. Get the Valentine put on the candy heart, then eat it, and eat it, and eat it. The candy heart. Hello.
Oh, man. That was hot there.
Thanks, man. I'm just working on some new stuff.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
You love the candy hearts.
Love the candy hearts. Yes, I do.
It's a weird thing about you. You don't like candy corn, but you give them those chalk candy hearts.
But only
Brock's.
No, only the Sweethearts Company. Brock's
Sweethearts.
Brock's can go suck a duck somewhere.
Brock's
not
can go
interested.
Suck a duck somewhere. Kick it up the road.
What's a sweetheart? What's
you know those little conversation
like
hearts?
Like be mine.
Yeah,
little heart. So it's like you know.
You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't know they were a brand.
There's a brand called Sweetheart, and then there's Brock's was tried to move in on Sweetheart's territory. There were a couple of years where Sweetheart's, the manufacturing plant, like closed or something, so there were only Brock's.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine a world where only
live
Brock's?
In a world with only Brock's Sweethearts?
Not interesting.
No one should be eating those. I don't know what they're made of aside from sugar, but it can't be like for human consumption.
Yeah.
Like, they're disgusting. Do you like those, Patrick?
I like the messages. I like to give the messages to people and say, be mine, or, you know.
XOXO.
XOXO.
The one.
That's right.
Yeah. Whatever you know they say. I like when they're mean.
Panda, you like when they're mean.
Yeah, like be mine or else.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen
it
those
like
brands.
A different brand of sweetheart that I'm aware
very
of.
Very specific Lifetime version of the Sweethearts.
Yeah.
You were talking about Panda's suitcase?
Panda suitcase? The suitcase with all the Sweethearts on it?
Yeah, and it just said XOXOBJ.
It said XOXOBJ is what it said.
Don't know why?
On the Sweetheart.
That's inappropriate.
I go ahead. We do know why.
Oh, okay, never mind.
It's like Braxton Johnson.
Betsy Johnson.
It's the name of the company.
Yeah, okay.
We love her.
We love her. Betsy Johnson. XOXOBJ.
But she made I didn't know this till just this second, and she decided to design a suitcase with Sweethearts that just said XOXOBJ.
I think XOXOBJ is like her.
That's her whole thing?
Her whole thing is XOXOBJ?
The whole brand.
Her whole brand is XOXOBJ. There you have it.
She didn't think it through.
But you know what? It sounds like it's working out for her.
Yeah. Good for her. She's getting the big chuckles. Speaking of big chuckles, let's talk about this.
Big jokes is what it stands for.
Big jokes. Let's talk about this movie, Patrick. Tall, Dark, and Dangerous. Wonderful Valentine's pick because it involves the Valentine holiday and a Valentine's date and all that good stuff. But Patrick, set up the movie for us before we dive into the goings on of the movie.
Of course, you know, this is Lifetime's only Valentine's Day offering this year. So, you know, this is what we get. You could go back and watch my Lifetime movie, Old Flames Never Die, also a kind of
What's
Valentine's
the poster
Day
of
movie.
That look like? Oh,
there
oh
it is.
Goodness. It's right there.
It's right
oh my gosh.
Me.
That was a Valentine movie?
Yeah. Well, it came out around.
I just
Valentine's
remember
Day,
you.
So, yes.
I remember you
no
in it.
And that was, no more further questions at this time.
You don't remember the scene where I was Cupid and like a little diaper and a wing?
I thought that was
like, we would have remembered that.
I thought that was just in my dreams, Patrick. It's good to know that it made it on screen.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, but when you deliver classic lines like no further questions, it's hard to remember you for anything else.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Tough.
Sure.
It was good.
Absolutely. No further questions.
See, there exactly it is again. Right. Oh, my goodness.
So I'm transported back.
It's like hearing De Niro say you talking to me.
Yeah.
It is just
exactly.
like it. It's
exactly
unbelievable.
Right. People must go up to you all the time and say it.
At Bramblefest, when you come down this year for Bramblefest 24, you should have like, you know, 8x12 glossies when it says no further questions on it and it's your picture. I think that would be amazing.
Right. Yeah. We'll do it. We'll do it.
I love it.
You know, Bramblefest 2024.
No further questions.
But we are a ways away. We are in February.
We are
in the love time, and this movie is bringing the love. Okay. So
can I just ask you really quickly before? I'm so sorry.
You have a question.
Well, because this was a Lifetime Movie Network movie. And I feel like the movie that you and Dan did back in January, I believe, was also a Lifetime Movie Network movie.
It's true.
What's been going on over on the Lifetime proper that you've said, no, sir, not here, not now. We're going over to the Movies Network.
Good Thank question, good because question. It has been a kind of a thing for us, right? The Lifetime movies over there are getting too serious, too dark. We're talking about abducting people from the street. We're talking Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
No.
Yeah.
Three-part documentary.
Got it. So they've been ripped from the headlines, super sad stories.
Yeah.
Either ripped from the headlines or reality. You know, we have Amy Winter over there.
Yeah, Amy Winter.
She's from TLC. Yeah. We're really seeing the TLC effect over at Lifetime proper.
Interesting.
So they are leaning hard into reality. The Lifetime movies, maybe one a week.
I like the Lifetime Movie Network movies when I get to see them. I think they are obviously a step below in quality, which
is impressive. I think is a thing.
I think it's the sweet spot for this type of movie. I think, but what's great is these movies are the movies that are good enough for Lifetime Movie Network. But also they're too good for Tubi. And so that's like what you get. And so I like that. I like that about these movies.
We are really splitting hairs here.
It's a good way to describe
for those that have witnessed all of them, you understood exactly what I was saying.
But for something that's sub Lifetime, now we are split. Once it's not good enough for Lifetime proper.
It's not good enough for Lifetime proper, but it's better than Tubi.
We are like really in the weeds, right?
Right. Well, the difference is Lifetime movies that air on Lifetime go international.
Going international.
Lifetime movies that Lifetime Movie Network does not go international. So this is strictly for the American audience.
That's exactly right. Yes. I'm sorry. You were saying Tall, Dark, and Dangerous.
Yes. Tall, Dark, and Dangerous. We have an all-star lineup, you guys.
We do.
So get ready for this.
I'm ready.
We have Jamie Bernadette.
Whoa!
Bernadette.
I know. She has curtain bangs and brown hair. She's everything you want in a Lifetime lead. Next, we have Matthew Polkamp, who was in our last movie we did, I think.
He was in the last one you and I did, Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yes.
I don't know if he was in the January one.
He was not in the January one, I don't think.
Yes, Silent Night, Deadly Night, he was a star, and he's a star in this movie as well.
Wow. Right.
Oh, yeah. He's a star. And I place him in all my movies.
I would too.
My Lifetime movies.
You know? Place him in all of your movies.
Yes. So I just envision him in all the movies.
There you have it.
Got it.
Yeah. Eric Roberts.
Week for Eric Roberts. He's going to be in a movie that we're talking about tomorrow. So a big week for Eric Roberts.
If you get a chance to see the Up TV movie, Love by Design, Patrick, or just go watch the first 10 minutes, I want your full take on Eric Roberts' performance. I've seen Eric Roberts in a dozen things. He is giving a performance. Same. He's giving a performance that I never thought he would give or should give in a movie. And I would love your take on it. That's all I'm going to say.
I will check it out. Eric Roberts never says no. He never says no to a movie.
I've spent a lot of time with Eric Roberts this week.
He should have said no.
Or he should have just I fully believe, and we'll talk about it tomorrow, but that it didn't call for that in the script. And he just decided, if I'm going to be here, I'm going to make this my own. I'm going to really go for it. And that's what we got.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear you.
You know, if Eric Roberts never says no, we should ask him to come to Bramble.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we should.
I do know what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. I would be a little scared, but I think it would be very interesting.
Yes, yeah. It would be very interesting.
I'd love to do hot yoga with Eric.
Oh my goodness. Who wouldn't?
Try and stop me.
Also in this movie, Jack A. Harry.
Oh my gosh. Harry in the lead over here.
I know. And then finally, one that might be a little scandalous, Tom Sandoval from Bravo. You guys know
it
about him?
It is scandalous, and we could tell you why. I'll let you do it, though, Patrick.
I definitely know about the scandal, but go ahead and keep us up to date.
Oh, go ahead.
Wait a minute,
You were both informed about the scandal because he was on another show.
He was on Stars on Mars.
He was on Stars on Mars.
He cheated.
He didn't.
His wife, his Vanderplump, ruled.
Ruled over all over the
all the other Vanderplumps, and he was cheated on. Is that right?
Who rules?
You were super close, and I'm just going
to
give it to you.
Is okay, Vanderpump Rules a game show, like Road Rules MTV Challenge? Is
no.
it?
No.
No.
It is just a group.
It's a reality
show. It's a group of people that have a last name Vanderpump, and they're like, yeah, we rule? Is that what it is?
Just a reality show that where they're working at a restaurant.
What? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Why?
I assumed it was like
it called that?
I assumed it was like a Kardashian. So it just follows the family around.
No, Lisa Vanderpump owns the restaurant, and it's about the workers who work in the restaurant. And she sometimes shows up.
And she's
up.
Like, this is a Vanderpump Rules. Like what?
Yeah, my rules the Vanderpump for the restaurant.
Rules. The Vanderpump Rules.
Is okay. The name of the restaurant Vanderpump Rules?
I think it's called Pump. I don't know. I don't watch the show.
Really? You want to go Pump?
I want to go Pump. So. Okay, so Tom Scavenaugh, what's his name?
Sandoval. And he is like one of the most hated people in America.
Wow.
Right? Okay.
Wait, why do we hate him? So why is he hate? I thought he got cheated on.
No, he was the cheater. And also, he wears white.
You
want to
go a little louder over there, Shay?
Well, I thought Aaron was going to chime in, so I unmuted her, and then I immediately regretted it.
And then Aaron put a bag of goldfish right up next to the mic.
There's nothing we could do. Hey. So wait, why do we hate him?
We all need a snack. He cheated on his wife.
I thought he got cheated on.
Like her best friend. No, no, no. And then he also wears white nail polish, and we don't like that.
Hold your hands up real quick.
This is lavender.
You're right. And I apologize.
Did she dig her key into the side of his pretty little souped up?
Yes, Aaron, am I? No, I'm going to start asking you if I can unmute it. Okay. All right.
Okay. I mean, we don't really need to go digging deep. Just know that hateful watchers were watching this movie.
Okay.
Hate watchers.
Okay. Okay.
This movie has a 4.0 on IMDb. That's bad.
That's really bad.
I'll read you some of the titles.
I'll allow it.
Horrible movie, Lifetime. Why?
Yeah.
And then this one is seasonal. Holy crap.
Wow.
Man, Tom Sandoval seems like a real winner. And now we got Aaron's raising her hand.
Okay, go ahead, Aaron.
I just want to make a correction. The other Tom from Vanderpump Rules was on Stars on Mars, Tom Schwartz. Different than Tom Sandoval, but all the same scandal.
He does rule.
Wait, so did Tom...
Do we need to have a separate podcast for this?
How is it the same scandal? Different Toms?
Don't worry.
Because they're best friends. They're all just involved in the... He knew the cheating was happening.
The other Tom.
To be clear, these folks just worked at a restaurant?
I'm not sure.
Yes.
I'm not sure Vanderpump does rule. I think maybe Vanderpump does not rule. And this is...
Okay.
Go ahead. Whenever you're ready. Yes. Go ahead, Patrick.
What? Boys, I brought a clip today so you could familiarize yourself with who this man is.
Okay.
He is doing promo for the movie. Lifetime wrote him an email and said, can you please do the Instagram story? So he doesn't put on a shirt, and he posts the following post.
I wanted to remind everybody that Tall, Dark, and Dangerous is going to be on tonight on the Lifetime Movie Network. If it's raining where you live, like it is here in LA. You know, just have a nice lunch, you know, make some popcorn, order some food, and watch some Tall, Dark, and Dangerous. It's on tonight. Oh, and just a reminder, it's not on the Lifetime.
Oh, I accidentally closed that. I apologize. I thought it was done. I'll get it back
Man,
up.
We were getting to the good stuff.
I know. Here we go. Sorry.
Oh, and just a reminder, it's not on the Lifetime Network channel. It's on LMN. Tall, Dark, and Dangerous on LMN channel. Check it out tonight. It's on.
Wow.
LMN channel. Lifetime Movie Network channel.
He basically said, watch our movie if it's raining.
Was that about?
Right.
Also, you all can't see it, but there's a lot of colors. It's like he's like.
Oh.
What's going on with his room?
He has he has those like Amazon like light bulbs that like go like different colors.
That's a big deal right now. You know. The kids somehow just found out that there's lights that are other colors, and they're like, "Let's get them!" And it's just like anytime you watch somebody like streaming on Twitch, there's just like a light show going on behind them. It's just nonstop. So I think he's inspired. Yeah. He's doing his own little light thing. There's a lot going on.
That's a weird promo. Yeah. Watch this if it's raining, and I forgot it's not on Lifetime. It's a weird promo. Why are white nails bad, Patrick?
I don't know.
Okay,
fair enough. No, I mean, I say no more. That's as clear as crystal. Settles it. I don't like him. I liked him more in the movie than I did there. So I guess he's a good actor.
Exactly. Like I didn't know he was an actor, so I was surprised.
He just worked at a restaurant. Am I getting it right? That these people worked at a restaurant?
Rules, man.
That's all they did.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. We love the people that work at restaurants.
That's what it sounds like.
No, I'm just confused why this show. I'm confused about it. That's all.
I'm confused about it.
We don't do a Bravo podcast for a reason.
Maybe we should.
We're not Bravo people.
Maybe we should.
We're not. I think our podcast about Bravo would be pretty bad.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, based on our conversation, we know nothing about this man, but we just know he's like a hated person.
Just to be clear,
create a Bravo podcast that people would just get mad at and they would hate listen to? Like, you know, there are people right now listening to this shouting like, how do you not know who Tom Sandoval is? What if we said we were covering all the Bravo
and can
stuff
I also have your back real quick? I listened to last month's Dead to Life from Uncorked, and I didn't know about the Susie Two Shoes.
Queens Bay Bridge.
What was it? The Blanchard.
Queen Rose.
Gypsy Rose. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
So Brandon, we're right. We're doing great. We don't know the Gypsy Rose. We don't know the Vanderplumps. We don't know.
That's why I'm here. I'm here to give you surface level knowledge that might be incorrect.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that. How about this? Before we get into the movie,
let's take a quick break.
Yeah,
I love that plan.
And then we'll come back and we'll get to the movie. I like that because then we only have to interrupt Patrick once.
I love it.
I like that. That's a good idea. Here on Deck the Hallmark. Lifetime Record. Show. Program. Network.
Stop it.
Welcome back. We are just about to talk about Tall, Dark, and Dangerous that aired on the Lifetime Movie Network channel. Patrick, let's do it.
Okay. Well, this is Tall, Dark, and Dangerous, you know. So we start off, we meet a woman. Her name's Alice. And she's our protagonist, okay? She has the swoopy bangs, which I spoke of. I believe they're called curtain bangs. And she's having a great day. Her boss, Eric Roberts, gives her a promotion, and she has made partner at her law firm.
Wow.
Yay, Eric Roberts. Alice.
That
You're
is
congratulating the man that gave her a promotion.
I'm congratulating us for seeing him. It's one of four very short Eric Roberts moments in this.
Is he just classic Eric Roberts in this?
He's just sitting at a desk. We never see him stand up or we'll go anywhere else. He lives there, best we can understand, at the office.
Yeah.
He tells her that she is the youngest firm person in history.
Yes. Whoa.
And she's like, that's great. You know, she's like, good for me. She goes and tells her friend, her best friend, Janie, Janie's like kind of the worst because she just is like, let's celebrate. But like, also like, why are you single and such a loser at the same time?
Janie, first of all, did you expect, and I don't want to give anything away, but did you expect Janie to end up being bad at the end of this movie?
Wow.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so she has a vibe about her. I don't trust her. And she's immediately like, everything that is about to happen is 100% Janie's fault.
Yes, she is a terrible best
friend.
Sounds
a lot like Janie from Ride.
Yeah, Janie from Ride, that's exactly right. Yeah. So, Alice is on the dating app, the very specific Be My Valentine dating app.
Classic.
Where, best I can figure...
It's for busy professionals,
but only at Valentine's.
Yeah,
I guess you do.
Yeah.
But it is. They pop up and they're in on your screen. The picture of the person is in a Valentine, And it's like, be mine. And if you want them to be mine, you can be like, be mine. And then if they be yours back, then you can.
Johnny, be good.
Then
you, well, you don't. It's not be mine. It's you have to shoot.
That's
an
right.
Arrow
shoot
at
an
them,
arrow.
And they shoot an arrow back. Yeah.
This is a great app for 1 week a year.
Be mine.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's very. It's Cupid's fun time. Which is great. And so Janie steals the phone.
What?
And it's like, oh, look at this guy. I'm going to shoot an arrow at him. And it is Tom Thibodeau.
Sandoval.
What is it?
Sandoval
from the Vanderplumps.
Imagine if it was Tom Thibodeau.
It's Tommy Vanderplump and a picture of him. And she's like, boom, shooting the arrow at Tom Vanderplump. And we then get a weird thing going on, which we see someone behind. What? How would you even describe what's happening with this guy?
So, it's to show like this Lifetime movie's version of a deep fake.
Yes.
Okay.
So they have a picture of Tom Sandoval, and then they have a video of Tom Sandoval mouthing words as an unseen person is saying the words into a microphone.
Oh and my so gosh! He's like,
I love Patrick Serrano. Patrick Serrano is so cute. And, you know, that's what I would want my deep fake of Tom Sandoval to say to me.
So in this, in Tom Vanderplum's deep fake program, you like talking to a microphone and then the lips just,
It just happens.
There's not a lot of like clicking and doing stuff. There's just,
we don't have time for
and
that.
This is a deep fake. What they describe as a deep fake later in this movie is not a deep fake, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, it's just a straight up
Photoshop. Just a Photoshop.
We are on a deep fake. This was very topical. Yes. You know, we just had the Taylor Swift scandal. We just had SAG-AFTRA, like all this stuff.
SAG-AFTRA, what?
SAG-AFTRA went on strike.
I did know about that. Yeah. I don't know about the Taylor Swift scandal, but whatever.
Something about like somebody created a bunch of deep fakes.
It's not safe for this podcast.
I also don't know much about it. Aside
we just know Vanderpump Rules, and that is the end of it.
It's Vanderplump, I thought.
Okay, either one. They both rule in their own separate domains. So, think of it like Game of Thrones. There's a lot of kingdoms.
Right, and this kingdom is a restaurant.
They rule.
So Alice, our protagonist, you know, even though she doesn't want to go on the date because she has a date with her bed.
Amen.
She goes online to look up this guy. He seems legitimate. And she like agrees to go on a date. And all of a sudden, Janie, the best friend's like, I'm really worried. Here, take my pepper spray because I'm really scared for you. This is dangerous.
Gosh, I hate Janie.
You shouldn't date online.
Janie's like, you need to go on this date. She's like, you have to go. And she's like, I don't really want to go. She's like, you have to go. And then Alice is like, okay, I'm going to go. And she's like, are you sure about it? Are you sure? I don't feel like I'm getting a bad feeling about it. She was screaming villain, is all I'm saying.
Totally. And Alice is like, Janie, don't worry. I'm going on a date. I'm not going off to war.
Nailed it. Yeah. Bring the troops in it. That's perfect. Good job.
Right?
Nice work. Like,
okay. It's just an interesting writing choice. The writing on this was interesting. Interestingly different. Differently interesting. Yeah. So on the date, Alice is confused because this man comes up and sits next to her. And he's like kind of hot, but he's not Tom Sandoval.
No.
And he like slinks into the booth. He's like, hey, I bet you're surprised to see me. And she's like, yeah, who are you? And he's like, I'm your date. Tom Sandoval is my roommate. And I just use his picture because I'm ugly. And who wouldn't want to date Tom Sandoval?
I was also confused by how attractive the guy was. Like,
He's not.
He's the guy from the Silent Night, Deadly Night. He's a good looking fella.
He has low self-esteem.
He does.
So maybe he sees himself different than he actually is.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
It can happen.
Vanderpump
Rules.
And Alice is like, I'm not into this. I'm out of here. She goes to leave and he grabs her arm. Yeah. And she's get off of me. You know, like, get off of me. And then she runs out of there and he takes her wine glass. He sniffs it. And then he drinks it, but like, inappropriate, like, you know, like like he's making out with her, but he's like drinking.
Yeah, it was like he took a big shot. He downed it like a shot, but with also tongue.
Right. Yeah. And this reminded me of the time that I drank out of the same cup with Andrew Walker.
That didn't happen at Bramblefest, did it?
It did. So this literal scene happened at Bramblefest. Andrew Walker was Alice, and I was the stalker.
You didn't smell the cup, though, right?
His arm first. I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you smell the cup?
I didn't smell the cup, but I may have put my lips on it fully. So there.
Vanderpump rules. I don't know what to tell you.
To apologize for his behavior, the guy sends a text to Alice. He's like, "I'm sorry. Will you be my Valentine?" He sends flowers to her office. He's going above and beyond to like make up for his catfishing that he has done.
Of course.
And she's like, "Never call me at work again. Never call me. Don't send flowers." And he does not get the message because he shows up for a Valentine's Day surprise, and he has made best friends with Eric Roberts, and he has won Eric Roberts over, told Eric Roberts that he is her boyfriend, and Eric Roberts like, "You didn't tell me you had a boyfriend. This guy is great."
Eric Roberts loves this guy. He is like, "This guy rules." Is like, I can't believe you haven't told me about this guy. And he's also an adult, very pushy about Valentine's Day. Is just like, "You will be my Valentine. We're doing Valentine.
You gotta stay away from stuff like that.
Yeah.
In general.
I'd say.
Oh yeah. He makes her like go out on a date with him and like, well, he doesn't, she like stands him up for this date, but he basically is like, "You're going out on a date with me." And I brought a clip today of how clearly she says no. So I just want you to listen to Dan if you would be confused by this at all, okay?
I'm ready.
Here. Listen, Chris. I'm going to tell you one more time just to make sure there's no misunderstanding whatsoever. All right?
Okay.
Don't call me. Don't text me. Don't email me. Don't contact me at all. I never want to see or hear from you ever again.
You don't mean that.
And if you try, I'll call the police.
Can you do that?
Do what?
Contact the police.
Of course I can.
I know that you can. But what would they do?
I'll get a restraining order against you. And if you come near me, they'll throw your ass in jail.
Well, you see, to do that, you have to show persistent and willful harassment.
Uh-huh.
You still looked it up.
Feeding him one word at a time.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Can you do that?
I know you can.
I know you can.
He answered his own question. Real gray area there with how much she said no. I just couldn't tell. Not fully anyway.
And he's shocked that she didn't show up to Valentine's dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. After that conversation, he's like, "Why didn't you show up to dinner?" She's like, "What the hell are you talking about?
No red flags there at all. None."
Exactly. So, this is some writing details where I just want to quibble. I actually like this writer most of the time, but he was just trying to shoehorn in some stuff about like stalker, like logistics and stuff. And I'm like, we don't need to get into all that.
He did have the exact legal phrasing ready for what is needed for a restraining order. It's weird that any character would have that verbiage known by memory in their head.
Well, and don't forget, our protagonist, Alice, is a lawyer, but she's a real estate lawyer.
Not as helpful as
The chiropractors of doctors. I'm just kidding. Right. I'm just kidding. I just want to be very clear. Real estate attorneys.
It's like you were telling me earlier. They're the elementary teachers of teachers. That's what you said. You said that earlier today.
Wow.
I know. It's like what you're saying. You were telling me they're the Coast Guard of the armed services.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sing the Coast Guard song.
Okay. They're the Tom Sandoval of the Vanderpump Rules.
Yes. So Alice does go to the police. She, of course, talks to Detective Jack A. Harry, who lays it
Jack
out.
Jack A's a detective.
She sure
is. Man, pour it up. Pour it all the way up. I don't need to hear anything
else. Amazing. She looks great, and she delivers everything so well. She's like, catfishing is not a crime unless, you know, he's extorting money from you. There's nothing we can do about that. And a restraining order is only good as, like, as good as the person who you're giving it to. 90% of people are going to say, okay, I'll leave you alone. But the 10%, those real crazy ones, they are going to just come anyways and not care about the restraining order. And you're like, okay.
All right, great. Thanks,
Jackie. She laid it out.
I will say that last part was discouraging.
Yeah, it's very discouraging. But also, are Jackie, Harry, and Eric Roberts just kind of here to show up and move the plot along? Is that their job?
Yeah, and like bring that star power.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That
I would say Eric Roberts does less about moving the plot forward than
the detective is going to always be there.
Eric Roberts is there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So on social media, we see Chris is the stalker's name. He uses a deep fake.
Photoshop.
This is where we get the Photoshop. You can see on LifeDemonCourt.com. I took a picture of that. Yeah. And
I will just say, not only is it not a deep fake, it's also not a good Photoshop. It is, you see that and you go, that's clearly not, like, the face is clearly not correct. On like the skin tone different altogether. You can see like where the face starts because it's just different. Yep. Compared to the actual deep fake from earlier in the movie and that technology, a real tough job on this guy. Apparently, if it's not moving, he can't do it. It's like, I don't like the still images. Yeah. It's just too much for me.
Of course.
No. So, you know, she's like, oh gosh, this guy is really coming for me. So, she's surprised to see, he has shown up to a family barbecue. Yep. He's there before she gets at the family barbecue. Her parents are like, oh, we met your boyfriend. He's great.
Her parents love him. He talks barbecue with the dad.
Wow.
The mom is just happy that she's seen somebody. They love this guy. Big fan.
Yeah. And he's like, I'll leave this family barbecue if you agree to go on a date with me. And she's like, fine, I'll go on a date with you. Just get out of here.
So, and he's like, no, we need to leave right now.
Oh, yeah. He like makes her leave with him. And what? I don't know.
I think it was weird to like make it seem like they're really serious. Like, oh man, we really like each other. We're leaving right now.
Why is she keeping the charade up though?
Because she doesn't want him to stick around. She's like, I will go, but you like, I don't want you here. Yes. And he's the one that puts,
you're dangerous. You're tall, dark, and dangerous. What? Get away from my
sure
parents.
Sure is. So puts like the, you know, yeah, I'll go out with you, but as long as you're not around here, my parents, I don't want you here.
Right. And she goes straight to back to Jack A. Harry, says, I'll put in that restraining order, please. and even though you tried to dissuade me, I'm going to do it anyways. And they do like a police, like, you know, stationed outside of her house, like that type of stuff to make her feel.
But
better.
The restraining order is they have to serve it to him. And they can't find him, like because they don't really know who he is, where his address is on his ID, is a different address.
I can't believe you ruined for me that Janie is bad.
She's not bad.
Oh, okay.
She's not bad.
I thought you were gonna. You said she was bad.
No, I thought she was bad. Okay, you get bad vibes
the whole movie.
But she isn't. She's just
and there's
a
specific
friend.
Scene coming up where you're like, here it comes, the big reveal. It's not.
Right.
But what it is time for is the big break.
Oh, yeah, it's very similar.
We'll be right back here on Deck the Whole Lifetime on Cords. So if you can't serve the restraining order.
Yeah, what do you do?
You got to try to find out who this guy is. You got to try to get some information. So she, that is her goal now, is to try to figure out who this guy really is. And where he lives and how I can try to best protect myself from him.
Yes. So here comes our guy, Tom Sandoval. Well, not our guy. We don't like him. But he's cute, though. I'm so conflicted.
So tough, man.
If I If I didn't know it was him, I would have been like, wow, this hunk in this movie.
But I'll just say like verdicts. Like, I don't know enough about this story to pass judgment. I will say performance, not bad. And the Instagram video you sent me, funny. So wow. I'm not, I listen, wow. just because right. someone tells me you someone's bad, first. I'm not going to just
Brandon
pass
Gray
judgment.
Loves Tom Sandler.
I love Tom Vanderplump.
Okay. 100%. Wow, that's amazing.
That's just how I am. I'm not going to just because you tell me.
That's right, yeah.
If I would have believed that somebody's bad just because they tell me, I would have never been Dan's friend. You give people chances. True. You learn about them. You try to understand who they are. And then you can make that judgment.
I finally found a friend. I was willing to look past all that Coast Guard stuff.
That's exactly right. I hate the Coast Guard.
Okay, so we learned that he is actually Chris's roommate, the stalker. And he seemed like a regular guy at first, but then he hacked into his computer and that's how we got all the deep fake stuff and the dating profiles. And, Tom Sandoval is like, yeah, it's weird, but what can I do? He just took my likeness. No big deal.
Yeah. He took a video of me talking straight to the camera and he has deep faked his voice onto it. And what do you want me to do? I still don't really know what the initial video that he is using as deep fake. What was it? We don't get any of that, but it does exist. He did hack onto his computer, found the perfect video for such a time as this, and has used it to his advantage. Yes.
Right. But he does mention that Chris went to a therapist. So Alice follows up with this therapist. She goes to the therapist's office and the therapist is like, I can't talk about one of my patients. Duh. And Alice is like, well, Chris is a danger to himself and to me. So they find a loophole and
do they?
I guess she gets information about him. I don't really know what information she gets from this therapist. But
so the therapist. So I will just say, despite what this therapist thinks, she did very much break the law. She says, I can't talk about my clients, but if I could, I would tell you that he's dangerous, that he basically lays out everything about this guy. So very much.
She's like, I can't do it.
Code of conduct, whatever. Yes. I can't do it. But if I was going to do it, here's what I would say.
It's like when O.J. Simpson wrote a book saying, if I did kill my wife, here's what I would do.
Yeah.
I just had a great idea of how to write this book.
Yeah. And so she leaves and wouldn't you know it, he shows up and kills the therapist.
What? Boom. Unbelievable.
Yep. So we know he is very dangerous and capable of murder.
And what I will say, the quickest choking of all time. Like, comes from behind her,
it's
grabs
the
her.
Way anyone's ever said choking. Ever.
I was choking. I choked over
stalkers and criminals.
I choked over my choking. I would say 3 seconds tops.
Wow.
Tops.
Yeah.
Some pressure.
Yep, it's just like right, a grab of the neck.
A grab,
she's done.
Boom, done. Follow.tv/DTH. I acted it out.
That's the good stuff there.
Perfectly.
It's great. So Alice now knows she's in danger. She doesn't feel safe at her house, so she decides to go to her parents' house.
Real quick.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-oh, what happened to the parents?
No, it's just the police are finally there, right? So the police, now that he's killed somebody, Jack Hay says, I can station police outside of your house because clearly this guy is dangerous. And so she's at her house, police are outside. She gets a call from bad guy and is like, hey, I'm watching you right now. And she just like takes her time trying to like tell the police about this.
Why?
And he's like, hey, I'm watching you. I'm always watching you, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, good for me. I've got the police outside my house. And he's like, whatever, big whoop. She then gets done with the call, calls Jack A and is like, hey, I think I'm going to go to my parents' house. And she's like, I mean, I think I wouldn't do that if I were you. I think you should stay put.
The police are right there.
And she's like, well, he knows where I am now. I'm going to go to my parents. Dumb, like, he knows where your parents are. Yes. Of course he's going to go, like, so dumb. She's so dumb.
Did she tell the cops, though?
Yeah, I mean, she told the cops that she's going to her parents.
Oh, my gosh.
But why go? Why leave?
And Jack Hay says, oh, if you go there, that's outside of our jurisdiction.
We can't help people being stalked once they leave the county line. There is just...
Right. It was so good. Oh. I just love how matter of fact she was about the whole thing. Like, sorry, you're out of our area.
I can make a few calls, but I can't go stop a stalker. I can tell you that right.
So when she does show up at her parents' house, guess who's already inside the house with the parents that love him? Chris, our guy. Talking barbecue.
Stalker.
Yeah. Because she, on her way out at the last barbecue, didn't have the wherewithal to be like, I'm leaving. However, this guy, don't trust him. Or something to that.
Has not updated them via call, man. Nothing.
So she's like, oh, no, what am I going to do? She makes her dad a drink. And on the bar napkin, she writes, help me, or something. Or like, save me, something like that.
Right.
And... the dad like sees the note. He like puts his drink down and goes and grabs a baseball. Yeah.
What I love about this is she could not have been less sly with this napkin. And Chris somehow does not see it. Does not see the dad. Does not see him look at the napkin and go,
this has helped me. I probably need to.
He stands up and grabs a baseball bat, which is great.
Yes. They're all confused, but the stalker ends up running away. Chris ends up running away. And I was just like, okay, here's what happened. I'm so embarrassed.
Can I just really quickly you have the opportunity, dad, to not show your cards here and to just attack the dude with a bat. What he does instead is he's like, you like baseball? And then he's like, and then he basically comes clean. He's like, we know who you are. We know, like, and just is like, hey, blah, blah, blah. Of course the guy's going to run away. You had the opportunity to end it right there and then. And he's like, yeah, we know we're going to call the cops, blah, blah, blah. And they're going to come. Right. And mom this whole time, because she didn't see the napkin, is like, what's going on? What? Why are you? I'll call the cops, but I don't know why.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she's like, why are you got that bat around?
What about
like,
the grill? Let's talk about the barbecue ribs.
So Alice doesn't feel safe at that house, so she decides to go to Janie's house, her best friend Jane.
Mm.
And she gets to the house.
Which, she's like, again, why leave the place that he has now left? She did the same mistake again.
Yeah.
Save his space. Right. I'm with my parents. We just got him out. The cops are on their way.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Janie's house.
Yes. Yeah, no. And
she gets to Janie's house. She's like, Jane, hello? I'm going to go take a nap. And she takes a 2-hour nap.
Man, you just go to sleep that quick. All that adrenaline just gone, leaves you.
I know. I was like, God bless. Yeah. Like, that is a superpower.
She's amazing.
Take a nap. She wakes up from her nap and she's like, oh, weird. Jane's not home yet. Walks into the living room, sees Jane tied to a chair, duct tape on the mouth, the whole thing. She slept through her best friend being kidnapped in the living room. She just like walked on by. And there's Chris there. And he's like, I am, going to kill your friend. And why won't you date me? That whole thing. Like, he's like, just be my Valentine, which is
great.
You know, I mean, this is all that it's for. He just wanted a date.
Yeah. So she's like, okay, bet. Like, I'm in. Let me just give my friend a hug. So she goes to give the friend a hug goodbye. And thank God. I don't know if she just always knows this is where Janie keeps her pepper spray, but Janie, of course, keeps pepper spray in her back pocket.
Yeah.
So hug, grabs the pepper spray.
Yeah.
Boom. There you go. He runs away again.
Can't get this guy. We just can't get him.
No.
And you want to know what's fun?
He's a runner.
We never get him.
What?
We never get the guy.
No. He we flash to 1 year later and it's Valentine's Day again, 2024, today. And he is catfishing another date, and he gives her a rose, and he's like, will you be my Valentine? She's like,
she's very into him. She is not, at all concerned about the fact that it's a different guy that she's having a meal with.
No.
And fade to black.
And that's the end of the movie?
That's the end of the movie.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the end, yeah.
When he ran out of the room and I saw there was only 1 minute left, I was like, come again? What?
Man.
I didn't see it coming. Yeah.
Didn't see it coming.
We really got a whole story.
But there. I thought when she said she was going to Janie's house, I was like, here we go. I know what's about to happen. Janie is in on it with this guy because I stole the phone. Somehow it all was clicking.
Makes more sense than the end of the movie we got.
Another shady character was the random hot cop that they got on the day that they couldn't get Jack A to show up to work. This kid shows up for one scene. And I thought for sure he was a bad guy.
He's hot. He's always in these movies, and he's always a hot
But
guy.
He was 100%, hey, Jack A, we thought we had her for 4 days. We actually only have her three. Can you cut, like, we didn't get all the things. You needed to show up. Because he even says, yeah, she's working on another case, so I'm here to, like, who is this guy?
Where'd he come from? I love it.
Yep. Nope. He's just the obligatory hot guy in all these Lifetime movies. Okay. So on the show, we either pour it up or put a cork in it. We'll start with Dan because you have not seen the movie. What are you going to do?
You know, I got to be honest. This sounds like a fun time. It sounds like you got Jack A as a detective. That almost alone is a pour it up.
Underutilized.
You got Eric Roberts. You got a killer that gets away with it, which is so unusual in these movies, and the Tom Sandoval of it all, which you love.
I love him.
You love him.
I've done my homework. I love him.
I think I'm going to tentatively pour this one up. I think I'm going to do it. It sounds like a terrible movie that I would enjoy.
There you go.
I just want to be really clear. I just said I love Tom. I have not done it. I don't know. Maybe he has said something racist or so. I don't know enough about this guy.
You love Tom Sandoval and you hate the Coast Guard. We got it. You don't have to say anymore.
Well, yeah. Listen, you know I love the crazy. You know I love the wacky. You know I love it when things don't make sense. I will say I'm not mad that he got away with it. It just happened so fast at the end of this movie. That I would have liked.
Yeah.
Basically, the same thing just happened twice, and he was like, okay, I guess I'm done. Like, she has nowhere else to go, so I don't know what her next step is, so I guess I just give up, and I'm moving on to the next place. It just, for this guy who is so obsessed with this one woman, he gave up. Like, he just gave up. He's like, I guess I'm moving on. The 1 year later, I think works a little bit better if he does like a little bit of time and then we get an update and he's back at it again or something like that. The fact that he just gave up altogether was like, oh, there's always next year for my yearly Valentine prank 'em up.
Come out of my stalking hibernation. Yeah.
But I had a blast. Very good. Very good time. I will pour it up.
Okay. I think overall the movie could have been more campier. Like we could have had like more kills and stuff.
Only one kill, and it was a weak kill at that.
Yeah, so
three second choke him up.
Of course, choking.
A scary stalker.
Choking.
Yes, you know, I think he could have been a little bit more scary as a stalker. And then the movie kind of like doing the whole thing where they're like, "Hey, this is the legality of like stalking and like all that stuff." Unnecessary. And like a little preachy. You know,
yeah,
like,
it was okay, nice to watch it. A movie where it's like, hey, if you're going to stalk, you got to do it the right way.
Yeah.
You got to play within the laws here, guys. And here's all the laws.
So, right. Like, we don't need all that. But, I will pour it up. I think it's getting unjustly hated on because of Tom Sandoval. So I got to pour it up and say, like, no, this movie's pretty good. And he's good in the movie.
That's what I'm saying. As someone who knows nothing about this guy who I love and hate the Coast Guard, I thought he was good in the one scene that he was in.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know he was an actor, but
A triple pour it up, guys.
Triple pour it up.
Man.
What did you, I didn't finish the episode last month. Did you guys both pour it up?
How dare you? I'm pretty sure I put a cork in it. It sounded awful.
Oh, okay.
I don't even remember what
stalking
movie we did.
One. Like, you know, the Dying for Fame, where she's trying to go viral at the beginning, and it's the stalker group, Romeos.
Yep.
We put a cork in that one, but I did talk to the guy from the movie, and it was interesting. He was
Aaron joined you
for
that.
He did a lot of work. Yeah, we did a little interview, and it was amazing.
You guys just did an interview?
Not on Deck the Hallmark, on Lifetime Uncorked.
Oh, I love that.
Erin Shay was a guest on Lifetime Uncorked.
Wow. Yeah,
I know, it's a big deal.
Yeah. And he was really going into, the whole character study of, how to play a Lifetime villain. I'm like, dang, he really did the research.
Did you keep the 80%?
I did. No, her? She paid. Yeah, for sure.
Because
you know how much money Patrick pays. When
right. He pays, and per contract, we get 80%.
Yeah, we get 80%, of course. Yeah.
Right. Okay,
so 80, he has to stay below the poverty line, or we
lose money.
That's right.
That's exactly right. Which is something that Tom does not stand for. Tom's right. Actually really, 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 really cool guy.
But they need to pay the Coast Guard more.
Patrick, next month, what is it? March Madness? What is it on Lifetime in March?
Oh my gosh, you guys. Denise Richards is going to be doing Housewives on an Island, I think.
Is it a movie or is it a reality show?
It's a movie. Okay. And it's her and a bunch of former housewives get stranded on an island that they're trapped on by their
husbands. That sounds fun. You got to start watching some of these. You'd really enjoy yourself.
The whole point is I don't watch them.
I know, but I'm just saying you'd really like it. I feel like it's the thing that you would enjoy of all the things that we get to do, and you don't get to watch it. Time.
You know, such is life.
Such is life.
Someday. But you know, there's not that many Lifetime movies as many as last year. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
We're going to be back tomorrow. Another Eric Roberts movie, Love by Design. Jax will be joining us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Until then, maybe the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark's of Bramble Jam podcast is produced by Erin Shay. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on the Deck the Hallmark family, you can go to bramblejamplus.com. Deck the Hallmark is presented by Philo TV. For a free trial of Philo, go to philo.tv/DTH.